peace, and abundance always. The key to any relationship, whether it's a friendship based on commonality, liking one another, or even a relationship based off of disliking one another, the key to respecting each other is grounded in one single thing. It's not about proving the other person wrong. It's not about defending yourself. It's not about making the other person seem to be less than human or even a bad person. The key is ultimately understanding. Having a dialogue or a conversation based off of the intention to simply understand one another. Now, understanding does not mean agreeing. There's many things that I can understand somebody else's point of view, but that doesn't mean I agree with their outlook, with their intention, with their actions based on that outlook. So as we are going through lots of turmoil right now and the United States, our country, is divided, we have to realize that the only way to come to a place of peace is by understanding one another. With that being said, it still doesn't mean you have to like one another. It still doesn't mean you have to, you know, sit with one another and be friendly and be treat each other like family per se, even though we are family. But we have to acknowledge that they have a particular point of view that we should respect, just like we desire them to respect our point of view. Now, I know that's hard, because if somebody's coming from a place of prejudice or racist or sexist, homophobic, and you may identify with some of those things, it feels like a personal attack on you. And on some level, it is. But we have to acknowledge that though we can stand strong for who we are, demand respect, there is something to be said about, while we're demanding respect, that we give a little taste of respect towards that person. Because I'm gonna be real with you. There's no way that the common person will simply respect another without sensing that they are respected, or sensing that, you know, the person that they're communicating to, which is you, it's somebody who is reasonable, somebody who isn't hitting them with anger or judgment or shame or attacking them. So we have to be strategic in how we play this game of communication and dealing with one another. We have to be smart about it. We have to apply rational techniques rather than being the emotional creatures that we are. You see, and that's where your role comes into play. Because that person or those people may be completely emotional, coming from a completely emotional place. And that is the key to our understanding. We have to understand that most people are coming from an emotional place. Once we understand that, then we can approach the conversation from a place of putting ourselves in their shoes, or seeing where they're coming from an emotional standpoint. But our approach needs to be rational with how we diffuse their emotions a little bit, so that way there can be an straight up intelligent dialogue, if you know what I mean. So though you may have your emotions, it's important to check those emotions. Just like I talk about being mindful about your ego and checking your ego, you have to check your emotions. Come in with the understanding that, okay, my intention is this. Whether it is just simply to be cordial, just simply to exchange with one another without there being any arguments or fights, whether it be simply just walk past one another and not have an issue, you have to still think from a rational point of view first and let that lead your emotions, rather than be emotional and then let that lead you rationally, which doesn't happen, right? Emotions don't lead rationale. So you have to be willing to stand from a point of understanding, which is understanding that we are emotional, but then you can take it intellectually and understand what their point of view is, maybe their history, where they come from, their culture, their family upbringing. You know, all those things can put you in a place of seeing, okay, I understand why they may think the way they think, but how do I prove to them that there was something else? There was another possibility, right? And being an example for that, not simply trying to convince them, not trying to change their mind, because I think that's something that we often do, which often kind of just sets us off to look like we are being arrogant or even judgmental, when in fact, we're trying to help them out. That's our ultimate intention, right? But when there's an emotional aspect in the conversation or in the exchange, then trying to prove somebody wrong doesn't happen. It's not gonna happen. Trying to convince somebody, because convincing means using rational thought to rationally explain to them the situation in hopes that they will see it differently. But if they're emotional, then they can't be rational. So by trying to convince somebody, that's why people rebel against you trying to convince them or prove to them that you're right and they're wrong, because that's not in the state of mind that they're in right now. So that being said, just seek to understand. Don't seek to change anybody's mind. Don't seek to convince anybody. Simply seek to allow them to be a platform where they can feel safe enough to communicate their experiences, their feelings, their thoughts without you attacking. And then, believe it or not, that in itself will diffuse them from being emotional, because it needs to be tamed. And then once they are tamed emotionally, then they can allow themselves to hear you, okay? So remember, understanding is not about going on their side. It's not about agreeing with them. It's not about changing your mind. It's just simply listening to their point of view. And in any relationship, that is the key to laying down the foundation for some common ground and ultimately peace. Thank you for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.